Because what had become clear to me, and I want you to know, it isn't always clear in the beginning, because as I said, I've been on television since I was 19 years old. But around 94, I got really clear. So don't expect the clarity to come all at once, to know your purpose right away. But what became clear to me was that I was here on Earth to use television and not be used by it, to use television to illuminate the transcendent power of our better angels. So this angel network, it didn't just change the lives of those who were helped, but the lives of those who also did the helping. It reminded us that no matter who we are or what we look like or what we may believe, it is both possible and, more importantly, it becomes powerful to come together in common purpose and common effort. I saw something on the Bill Maher show recently that so reminded me of this point. It was an interview with David and Francine Wheeler. They lost their 7-year-old son, Ben, in the Sandy Hook tragedy. And even though gun safety legislation to strengthen background checks had just been voted down in Congress at the time that they were doing this interview, they talked about how they refused to be discouraged. Francine said this. She said, "Our hearts are broken, but our spirits are not. I'm going to tell them what it's like to find a conversation about change that is love, and I'm going to do that without fighting them." And then her husband David added this: "You simply cannot demonize or vilify someone who doesn't agree with you, because the minute you do that, your discussion is over, and we cannot do that any longer. The problem is too enormous. There has to be some way that this darkness can be banished with light." In our political system and in the media, we often see the reflection of a country that is polarized, that is paralyzed, and is self-interest.